Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, I taught that we are not accountable for what people think. Rather, it's for what God thinks. Let's continue with that thought today. So it's not just being a pastor makes them worthy of double honor. It's one who labors in the word. So I will particularly study the word. Not a Christian psychologist. Now, I've read books by good men that are well established in the Word of God, and that's good. But understand, whereas they're writing to shed light on the Word of God, the truth of the matter is the Word of God sheds light on it. And we need to check even those things that we write, that they write, to see if they're so as according to the Word of God. Now, I'm pointing that out to say, look, as a pastor, as a radio preacher here, I've got to give an account to God. As Noah, I've got to fear God. And I must be moved with the fear of God over theories, over mockery, over philosophies of men, over popularity among men. It doesn't matter if people think that guy's crazy. Now, to be quite honest with you, I don't understand why any honest Christian would accept a theory over the Word of God. That's why I don't accept evolution. That's man's creation. Evolution then means that God is a creation of the mind of man. No, I believe in creation. God created man, not vice versa. But I'm saying is that just like Noah, you may be the most persecuted, most laughed at and mocked person in the world, but who walked off the ark? Who walked off the ark? So my accountability is not for what other people write or think. It doesn't matter if I get all kind of bad things said about me in Facebook. By the way, let me just say this. I'm not on Facebook. I know our church has a Facebook. It doesn't allow people to write or to anything on it. We just put on what we went on. A lot of people take our Facebook and broadcast our sermons to their friends with our Facebook. But I don't, me personally, I don't have a Facebook account. The good thing about that is nobody can block me. And I think it's funny because some people think I'm a good, godly person, and I'm not going to allow that Christian to have access to me. So I'm not going to allow them to be a friend. I'm going to unfriend them. So there'll be other people following their Facebook that are drinking, that are may not even be saved. They've got all kinds of problems, but they think they're being godly to unfriend a Christian. Look, you can stand against another Christian's sin, but you unfriended him on Facebook. And again, that doesn't affect me because I'm not on Facebook. But think about what you're doing, Christian, because something like that is not of God. That's just completely 101% carnal, and it does not please God in the least. It does not please God. Coming out from among them being separate does not mean that you're obstinate, arrogant, and hateful. Hate sin, yes. Hate the world system, yes. But people, God so loved the world, he meant people by that he gave his only begotten son. Don't try to exalt yourself above God and say, I'm not going to love that person because I'm so much better. Well, God loved them, and you think you're better? Why don't you wake up? Awaken to righteousness and do right. So my accountability is not for what people write or think. Rather, it's did I preach the word? Now, we have a church with a lot of senior citizens. So we've got people that go around visit senior citizens. I'd like to go around visit all the shut-ins. I really would. I can't do it all. I would never get to study. That's why the Bible said in James that pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless, the widows, the sick. Hey, those are things that God involves all the church in. And I know people have developed an idea that, well, the pastor is supposed to go visit everyone. No. Do you realize that even Peter, Jesus, others, they brought the sick to them? Now, we do have an incident or two where they visited the sick, but for the most part, the sick were brought to them. And today, the people say, well, this is a different era that we live in. We can't go along with the Bible on that. Well, you can go along with the Bible in every era. The culture doesn't determine what we do. The Word of God does. So I've got to answer, did I preach the Word? Did I study to show myself approved unto God, a man that needs not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the Word of truth? My friend, I've got to be approved unto God, not to man. God's standard's much higher. And the bottom line for which God would judge me, and this is a fearful thought, God's going to judge me. Did I preach the word? Did I reprove? Did I rebuke? Did I exhort? And did I do it with long suffering? Not quitting because it made me unpopular. Did I do it with long suffering and doctrine? In season and out of season, regardless of what they said. And by the way, they just don't say bad things, but the harder thing is not the things they say against you, it's the things they all say against your spouse, against your children, and on down the line. Again, not going with the latest theories and philosophies and marketing methods, be it of marriage, church growth, or whatever, will make people upset with you. Now, because I love Jesus Christ, and I love His Word, I love you that are listening in today, although I don't know most of you, but I love you, and I should, because I fear God, and I want to be Christ-like. Your responsibility is to figure out if you want to listen to someone that's telling you the truth, or who justifies the fleshly desires that you want to do. And the second thing is that since the Bible is the final authority, that is the final authority in all matter of practice and duty and of living, then I'm going to make these statements and listen closely. I have never counseled anyone to get a divorce. And never have I thought that it was the best thing to do. Now, a preacher came to my office. He had heard some of these sermons I'd preached, and I knew that he was going along with some of this contemporary stuff. I knew some things that he used to preach against. And so when he was condemning me, I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, you've attacked my family, you've attacked me. So let me ask you a question. Did you used to preach against these things? I mentioned alcohol and I mentioned food. He said, yes. I said, I still do. He said, well, I preach against divorce. I said, so do I. I've never counseled anybody to get a divorce. Well, by your teaching, they can get a divorce. And I said, no, by the word of God, there is that one thing. But even then, it's not God's first desire. So, I have never, never counseled divorce. And if anyone said that I do, or if anyone tells you, you know that pastor of the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry, he believes that divorce is a good thing. You need to get a divorce or whatever. You know then, because you will know by the end of this series that they are just out and out lying. Now, or they're telling half truths. Now, I've never changed, as I've said earlier, for family or close friends. When I've been involved in the counseling area, I've always tried to save a marriage. As a matter of fact, through this series now, I can look at about 4 or 5 marriages that have been saved or helped. So, and it's not because of what I say. It's because of what God does. It's His Word. The power is not in me. The power is in the Word of God. Now, this is a very important thing that I'm going to say next. So please listen. I ask again that you wait until this study is over before you make a statement on my beliefs. And you say, well, why are you saying that? Because whether you write me, because you might write me, and then later you'll see, well, no, that's not what he meant through a later message. Or you might tell others, and they hear, and they say, well, that's not true. Then you come off as a liar, and I don't want any of you to come off that way. So as I stated earlier, one could argue there were only 5,000 that Jesus fed because of 3 of the gospel accounts said 5,000 men. Till the Matthew account is read, it said 5,000 men besides women and children. And so they said, well, we just don't accept Matthew. I've had people say the same thing about marriage. I accept what Jesus said and Paul said, but I can't take Luke and Mark. Well, if you don't agree with the Bible, you're just saying that Luke and Mark wrote and that that is not the Word of God. So in Mark 16 and verse 15, it talks about Jesus telling them to go to all the world and preach the gospel. That says you don't believe that was of God. You say, well, I do believe it was God because it was here, it was there. Well, look, you're already put it down. You put the person down as writing his own thoughts. It's not. Every word is God breathed. It's God breathed. So, I will not do as the Pharisees who added to the scriptures, be it rabbinical writings or oral traditions. They tried to add to it. And as such, they added to the law such as washing of hands and taking from the command to honor their parents. And so they added this washing of hands. Now, washing of hands is not a bad thing, but they said, well, if you didn't wash your hands, then, oh, boy, you're an abomination.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Five feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans, 5 feet.